Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, April 16th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing raised its revenue forecast for the year, citing strong demand for AI chips, signaling confidence in global AI demand. TSMC now expects annual sales to grow more than 30%, despite the war in Iran. While the conflict in the Middle East hasn't had much impact on demand, it could threaten the chipmaker's ability to keep up. Chip production is power-intensive, and Taiwan relies heavily on imported fuel for electricity. The company has called on local officials to increase strategic reserves and diversify procurement channels of helium, hydrogen, and natural gas to ensure a stable supply, and said this week that there's enough supplies to last through at least May. Anthropic says it is significantly expanding its presence in London as it bolsters its overseas operations amid growing demand for its Claude chatbot. The AI company says it has secured office space for about 800 people, a sizable boost to the more than 200 employees it currently has in the UK capital. Anthropic's rival, OpenAI, is also doubling down on London. Earlier this week, the ChatGPT maker, which also has about 200 workers in the city, says it has secured space to accommodate more than 500 people next year. News Corp, owner of Dow Jones Newswires and The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. And the next time you order a Blizzard from Dairy Queen, an AI program may be taking your order. We exclusively report the fast food company is expanding testing of a drive-through chatbot to several dozen franchised locations in the U.S. and Canada. Dairy Queen wants the bots to speed up drive-through service times and encourage customers to add more food to their orders. The Berkshire Hathaway-owned chain launched the trial with technology company Presto in a handful of U.S. stores last year. According to Presto, the order-taking bots are accurate about 90% of the time, higher than the human accuracy rate. Bringing chatbots to the drive-thru has been an early step in restaurants tinkering with artificial intelligence, and it has had mixed results for customers and brands. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.